When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Are the old world picturesque shores of Europe calling you? Set sail on an adventure with Avalon Waterways. Enjoy an elevated cruising experience. Avalon Waterways offers smaller ships, bigger experiences with fewer people and more of, well, everything good about river cruising. Don't just dream about quaint towns and cobblestone villages. See them for yourself and make lasting memories. Discover limited time offers today at AvalonWaterways.com.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or toxins. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbiotica.com. C-Y-M-B-I-O. T-I-K-A.com.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
KFI AM 640. You're listening to the John and Ken Show on demand on the iHeartRadio app. We're on the radio 1 till 4 after 4 o'clock. John and Ken on demand, the podcast. And if you didn't hear early, you might want to listen to the first segment on the podcast.
Really? Why?
1 o'clock? Well, you listen to it. I know.
See what you think. See how it went.
Well, Ken is going to be retiring in a month. And Three weeks from Wednesday. Not that you're counting. And then I'm going to keep doing this by myself.
Oh, yeah. I was supposed to. Well, maybe later I'll answer your question. You want to know what I'm going to do?
Yes, I do.
I'm going to take the podcast and listen to you over and over again for 24 hours a day.
You'll miss my voice.
Is that what you think?
Something ringing in your ears for 36 years? And it finally stops?
Well, there's that. All right, you have a chance to win money. That's coming up around 2:20. We're, of course, keeping an eye on the 10 freeway story. Yes, it's still closed there in the area of East L.A., just outside of downtown Los Angeles. East and west, all closed. They don't know whether it's going to be weeks or months before they can make the repairs necessary to make it safe to reopen. Yeah. And we're learning about the lessee who had that junkyard underneath full of wooden pallets. What's that about?
Do you think Gavin Newsom is Pete Wilson?
Oh, right. How fast they got the earthquake right. Rebuilt after yeah. Northridge.
I got to go tonight and revisit those stories and see. My memory was it was about 3 months after. And that freeway crumbled.
That was really bad. Yeah. Yes. See, yes. This, I think it's just structurally unsound. They don't know that it crumbled. It didn't crumble, right? The fire didn't cause it to crumble.
No, but there are those support pillars are really bad.
Yeah, because I saw a guy from a helicopter shot, one of the workers standing on the freeway, the closed part. So I'm thinking, well, it's all right for him to walk around. But obviously all the heavy cars and trucks passing through there, that would be bad news if it all collapsed. So that's why they had to do that. So 3:15, Newsom is going to speak. Karen Bass is going to speak. And we'll see what we can learn about the cause of this fire and possibly when it might reopen. Right now, we have an opportunity to talk to David Ralston. He is the father of one of the victims in Malibu on Pacific Coast Highway who was run down by a man who was speeding along that section of Pacific Coast Highway, a place that people have called very dangerous for so many years. There's been constant reports and recommendations about how to make that section of Pacific Coast Highway safer. David is the father of one of the four women that was killed, students at Pepperdine University. Her name is Neve Ralston. So let's bring David on and have a chance to talk to him about this.
David, welcome.
Hi. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for coming on. First, tell us about your daughter, Neve.
My daughter, we live here in Los Angeles. She grew up here, was born in Cedars-Sinai. So she was a Los Angeles girl, went to many fine institutions here in the area. She went to high school at Oaks Christian High School. And yeah, she really was excited to be a Pepperdine student, was about to graduate. She was in her senior year. As far as, you know, the type of person that she was, a couple things I think I'd like to say about her. She was a gymnast for about 8 years of her life. And if you know anything about gymnasts, they're some of the most disciplined athletes that you can find. She used to do about 20 hours a week of training, and it was very intensive physical training. She also continued to carry on with kind of a lifelong interest in nutrition and, you know, kept herself fit. She was very careful about what she ate. And she actually taught us quite a bit about nutrition. I think she was one of the first people that that I ever heard of intermittent fasting. She was doing intermittent fasting back when she was a 17 or 18 year old. And she used to get mad at us if we didn't have dinner within her window of 8 hours in which she ate. So that's basically the type of girl she was. She was smart. She was driven. She had graduated high school at 17. And so she was a year early compared to most of the people that go to college. And we got a lot of letters from people since this has happened. And I guess I would just, we were going over some of them this weekend, my wife and I, and there was one that my wife had brought to my attention. And this young woman said, she'd written, "I did not know her closely, but we were friends and saw each other often at social gatherings. She always made me feel so welcomed. If I was standing alone, she would include me." This is kind of our daughter. She wanted people to feel happy. She wanted them to feel included and cared about. And that was something we were very proud of with her. She was a beautiful girl, and she just had a lot of friends and people that loved her.
Did she ever talk about the dangers of that stretch of Pacific Coast Highway in Malibu in terms of being the student there and, you know, going and moving around?
No, I don't think she thought of things that way. And she certainly loved being there. Now, she did live on campus with the other out of the four that were killed. Three of them, including my daughter, were roommates. The other young woman lived off campus. But they lived on campus. My daughter loved to go to the beach. She often went and swam and along with a lot of her friends and women that she was in the sorority with. So I think in general, people in Malibu are blissfully ignorant of just how dangerous that place can be.
Sounds like you're not, though.
Not anymore. Unfortunately,
nice.
Now we're much more that this is what happens when something like this happens to your kid is you then end up often meeting other people who may have been killed in a similar circumstance. And that's very much what's happened to our family and to the families of these other three girls that were all sorority sisters with my daughter.
What do you think of the legal case so far, the murder charges against Frazier Bohm?
It's interesting. I feel like we're somewhat on the outside of this. I think people kind of need to understand, if they don't, that the case is being brought by the state. I guess we would be at best, possibly people that would be brought in to testify about certain things, but it's not like the state is representing us. We don't have, any kind of special knowledge about things that have happened there or what the facts of the case are. I will say, my wife and I were the only people that were there on site the morning following the accident, or, you know, I don't even want to call it an accident. I don't feel like it was an accident at all. But at any rate, the incident, we were there on site, and they had closed down that stretch of PCH for over 14 hours. So my conclusion is that the people that work in law enforcement who have to go out in these type of cases and see what they saw, they took this very seriously from the start of it. They closed the thing down. They investigated this thoroughly and continued to do that in the weeks following. And I think anyone whose family member might be killed in some circumstance like this would want to feel like this is the way the case was handled by law enforcement. And so anything that's come out since then, I fully am confident that they have done all their due diligence and investigated this appropriately.
Are you confident that they'll make any changes with the actual highway, Pacific Coast Highway, to that dangerous stretch? Do you think anything will come? I mean, four young women killed. Do you think that would move the needle?
Yeah. No, I'm glad you brought that up, because at this point, that's what you know, one of the things that we found out, I believe you guys have talked to Michelle Shane. I'm not sure if
yes.
that's true or not, but
no, it's
oh, yes.
Yeah. He's a good friend of mine.
Great, yeah. Great guy. Yeah.
Yeah. And we, you know, this is what happens in this circumstance. Now we have, met the Shanes, and I got to tell you, there is nothing worse than finding out that this man's beautiful child, who is a lot like my daughter in the way she was and what people and her friends said about her, that she was killed 13 years ago. And this man took that tragedy and worked diligently to try and make some changes down there, and to find out that literally almost none of the changes that were part of this 2015 report, 100 pages or more that was done. And I believe, you know, I don't want to be wrong about the facts, but there's something like 130 recommendations, all but a very small few of them were never implemented. And he brought up a great thing in one of the interviews I saw, where he said something along the lines of, you know, it took Caltrans 4 years to put up signs, no parking signs at this very dangerous stretch where any parking narrows the road and makes it extremely unsafe for pedestrians and residents. And it took them 4 years to put up some signs. So what does that say? And of course, I think, you know, my wife and I think, and can't help but think, well, geez, if you'd done three or four other things, would I now be talking to you guys about the fact that my child was killed there? Something makes me seriously question whether that would be the case. I think a lot of people probably look at this type of thing and don't really think about Malibu and, you know, that this is like a personal thing for them. But before this, you know, we haven't lived in Los Angeles for many, many years now, probably 25 years, that you should be able I would say that, you know, we all consider Malibu like a crown jewel of Los Angeles. And I think people probably have sent family and friends down there to go to the beach to see it, or even just take a drive down PCH. And I think that's something that we should all expect you should be able to do in relative safety. But then you find out that the statistics there are very bad. It's basically, the average speed, even though it's supposed to be 45 miles per hour, the average speed is about 60 plus miles per hour through a beach city.
Yeah.
It's just insane. And because it has the name PCH and there's a highway on there, since back in the 70s, that it's okay to just continue on this way. And it clearly isn't. I mean, I think since 2010, you've had 58 people killed in this on this stretch of highway, which doesn't even begin to look at the hundreds of other people and the hundreds of accidents that have occurred and people that have been injured. I mean, this is just the people that were flat out killed.
David, we do have to go, but we appreciate you talking to us. Our condolences again for the loss of your daughter, Neve. We appreciate you talking to
us.
Yeah,
thank you. If I could, I just wanted to say that if people are interested in this at all, there is an organization, streetsaresafeforeveryone.org. Please go there, look at it. Also, Michelle Shane's film, 23milesinmalibu.com. There's some things you could do if this is something important to you and you want to get involved.
All right, David Ralston, thank you for talking to us.
Thank you.
He's the father of one of the women that was killed on Pacific Coast Highway in Malibu last month, Neve Ralston.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep expert. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
See new things. Try new things. Go back centuries while living in the moment. Forge new paths while discovering old ones. Pedal, paddle, and paint while trekking, tasting, and tailoring experiences that transform you into a better version of yourself. Immerse yourself in the world by activating your mind, your heart, and your body on a river cruise exclusively from Avalon Waterways. Save with limited time offers at avalonwaterways.com. Avalon is cruising. Elevated.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. When Dr. Sabah and I decided to do a skincare line together, he said to me, "We are going to give women meaningful beauty." And I said, "That's exactly right. We want to give women meaningful beauty, which means each and every product is meaningful. It has a reason to exist. It's efficacious. You're going to get results. And then you just go out and live your life."
Meaningful Beauty. Confidence is beautiful. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbionica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or toxins. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbionica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbionica.com, Symbiotica.com.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
We just talked with David Ralston, the father of Neve Ralston, one of the four women at Pepperdine who got run down.
We still got to give money. Or thereabouts, because we're going to have Newsom and Bass talking about the 10 freeway. So
all right.
It's 3:15 scheduled.
We'll see. There's a window to do this, so we'll see.
Should we just interrupt the news conference and announce the keyword and like in the middle of them babbling?
It might be more.
In this space. By the way, maybe we get Newsom to read the keyword.
Yeah, it might be more productive just to give away the money rather than listen to him talk about his posture, right? The legal posture.
The legal posture. We do have some audio to play from after the news at 2:30 that we think you might enjoy. It has nothing to do with the 10 freeway, but we'll explain what it is. And it sounds like a moment where a politician and Newsom, of all people, just told the plain truth.
Right.
You're right. We just spoke to David Ralston. He is the father of one of the four young women that was mowed down on Pacific Coast Highway in Malibu last month. Her name was Neve. Rolston. And you know what touched me about that? And it's always this balance. He's trying to say he knows that most people are not affected by this and people do get on with their lives. You know, they hear the story, it's sad, but they move on. But, you know, he and some of the other people who have been, and he mentioned Michelle, who's been on our show, John knows them very well, who made the documentary, that they're affected by this because they lost loved ones. So does that mean we don't do anything because we haven't lost anybody personally in the tragedy on Pacific Coast Highway? Or, you know, do you say, well, what can we really do that's practical because people need to get places? And that's really just the pass-through point there to get to, you know.
Yeah, I can see how the battle lines are going to fall, though, because your PCH can be a tough drive depending on the hour. You know, drive during rush hours or during Saturday.
And that's really the only road that you have if you want to drive along that section, right?
Or, it's the only north-south road that you can take west of the 405. If you're not on the 405, you have to drive all the way to PCH to go from south to north.
Right.
And then you could go over the hills into the valley that way. Right. And, you know, there are other roads that could pass through the Santa Monica Mountains, but they're shut down. I know there's one road that is actually built and you could take it all the way into the valley, but it's closed down because the whole area is protected for, you know, ecological reasons.
Yeah.
But it's absolutely necessary because of the way LA was built. There's a huge population in the valley, huge population on the west side. And it's the only way a lot of people can get from north to south.
And as you said before, especially through Malibu there, it's like the heart of the town.
Yeah.
So you got so much shopping centers and people moving around, yet people are speeding by. When a speed limit is 40, they're doing 60, 70, 80. And I guess this young guy was doing maybe 100.
And people will say, it's like, hey, I didn't go 104 miles an hour. You know, why am I going to get
down? Why would I get punished with the slowing down all of us and it's going to make it impossible to get through there? And yeah, I don't know how this is going to play out, but I did feel for him when he said that because he knows that's the reality of most people because they're not personally affected by this tragedy. What do they really want to do to make a difference in the safety? All right, when we come back, as promised, we'll play you this audio from dippity-doo Gavin Newsom. It has nothing to do with the 10 freeway closures. It's something to do with another big event going on in California, and I thought, you know, he was pretty straight-out honest because it's one of those things where they don't often want to admit this. That's next, and again, at 3:15 or thereabouts, Karen Bass and Gavin Newsom with an update on the 10 freeway closure from that fire.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
We're on the way 1 to 4 after 4 o'clock, John and Ken on demand, the podcast.
I never know when you're going to finish.
I never know either.
So next hour, Newsom, Bass and the 10 freeway closure update. It's supposed to be around 3:15. We expect they'll be pummeled with questions about this operation that was leasing the property underneath the freeway where supposedly the fire broke out, all these wood pallets and other junk, and like a junkyard. I don't know. What kind of business was it? They sell wooden pallets?
A lot of flammable materials there.
Exactly right. Really. How could this happen? We know how this could happen. So
yeah.
We don't know. I know many of your listeners suspect that the vagrants had something to do with this. There were some encampments there. We don't know. It seems like a good chance, but it could be some other reasons. I mean, it's after midnight on Friday night, so,
well,
you know.
What would the spark be?
Trying to stay warm? Right, that,
you know,
thing again?
Because this BS that Newsom was pulling at the press conference, was that this morning or yesterday? Yesterday.
It was yesterday.
Yeah, it's about, you know, well, this is, we leased this out, and then there was subleases. It's like, wait a second. What was the spark? Steve said, inside word is, the report was put together pretty quickly, that it was obvious what started it. So we'll see. And then we'll assess whether that is plausible, whether it's true, or whether there's a cover-up. Because the El Segundo Times wouldn't even acknowledge for the first 24 hours that there were homeless under there.
Yeah, I had to do some digging, too, to find it. And then I saw some pictures and some stories that there were homeless people living several encampments, and I think the admission is they took 16 people and put them in hotels.
Yeah.
But a bunch of others ran away there.
But we've had hundreds of fires underneath overpasses started by homeless people. In fact, I remember one day our traffic reporter, I think it was Jeff Baugh at the time, I remember this clearly. He said there were six fires all burning at the same time under six overpasses in the LA area. Six of them.
Yeah.
So all of a sudden,
encampment fires.
This one that shuts down the 10 is the first one that's not connected to the homeless? Really? Okay.
All right. Well, we got some audio of Newsom. This has nothing to do with the closure of the 10 freeway. This is up in the Bay Area. San Francisco is hosting this Asian Pacific Economic Conference. It's going to bring old Joe to the city later this week. It's going to bring the president of China, Xi. What's it pronounced?
Xi Jinping.
They're going to be there because I guess this is a big deal, not to most people, but to people in the inner circle of these economic conferences. So the story that came out the other day, don't laugh, but he and London Breed went around planting trees. They unveiled a new tree nursery on South of Market below the freeway interchange. So the audio we're going to play is apparently Newsom admitting that they, and the other story is, have you been shoveling away the homeless in preparation for this conference beginning? Because it began, I think, on Saturday and it runs all week. And here's what he had to say about all this.
I'm really excited. I know folks say, oh, they're just cleaning up this place because all those fancy leaders are coming into town. That's true, because it's true. But it's also true for months and months and months prior to APEC. We've been having different conversations, and we've raised the bar of expectation between the city, the county, and the state, and our federal partners as well, that we all have to do more and do better. And so that's really the spirit of this. This is momentum. This is directional. And I want folks to know you're seeing a lot more of this all around town and all around the Bay Area. There's 15 projects like this all around the Bay Area that are funded and are happening. We're cleaning up this state.
Really? Okay. And then, you know, we see another video from the Tenderloin where the zombies are walking around with scabs on their arms and legs from Trank. And
I know.
Yeah, we're doing a great job. Why don't you go where it's the dirtiest and clean that up and get those people into treatment that they need? Don't talk to us about putting some trees in a median in another part of town.
And the thing is, he said there that they're cleaning it up because, you know, the fancy people are coming down. But London Breed, the mayor, said yesterday that it was just perfect timing, the opening of the nursery ahead of the APEC conference.
That's right. This was long planned.
That's right. Just to be clear, we clean up the city every day. And then she says APEC. Newsom added, oh, this is good. I wonder if we have a clip of this. Newsom added that APEC was a forcing function.
What?
That kept everyone on the same page.
Oh, in terms of they knew the date and when the people would be here, so it got to force them to do things.
Right. It was a forcing function. I never heard that phrase in my life.
Oh, I got to get the jargon handbook. You said he came from the tech world. He got all these phrases.
Yeah. What did I just read about him?
In this space. And
yeah, he spent some years embedded in tech world. Either he lived with tech guys or he lived in a tech neighborhood or he worked in
tech. He uses the jargon.
Yeah, right? Yeah. So it embedded in his brain, and now he says these absurd things.
The flywheel.
Yeah. he also is claiming that this project, Clean California, has cleared 3,300 encampments across the state. Boy, do I want proof of that.
That's right.
50,000
more to go. I don't know what it looks like.
3,300 encampments.
Encampments, if you do the multiplication, if there's 10 people in an encampment, that would be 30,000 people.
Right.
The state, you know, in total has more homeless than that, but not a hell of a lot more. LA County has more than that.
Where did they go?
But you would think you would notice that.
Right. So what is the list? This is like when years ago when Vera Ragosa, his spokesman, came on the air and claimed 1 million trees were planted. And then we said, prove that. And he brought a printout and it was only 58,000 trees that had been planted. So list me the address for all 3,300 encampments.
All right. So we will bring you this news conference wherever it begins in the 3 o'clock hour. 3:15 is the scheduled time. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
And to commemorate Ken's departure in a month, if you haven't heard, he's going to be retiring. We have a clip of an interview Ken gave by himself on television many years ago. And we're going to play a short clip of that when we come back.
You're listening to John and Ken on Demand from KFI AM 640.
Yeah, well, Richard Wagner's column has appeared. I guess they put it up there after I announced at 1 o'clock. KFI's John and Ken show host Ken Champeau announces retirement on air. And then the subtitle, the subheading, John Colbert will continue solo.
Mm-hmm. So, until he dies.
But, so you're not replacing me. There's a rumor you found another Ken somewhere.
No. In a box. I ordered
it. Or you're not going to use AI to...
Well, that I would entertain, actually.
To put in the lines.
That's right.
Since, God, we've covered so many topics over the years, you probably could recycle them.
There's nothing new. Everything just keeps repeating over and over again. I want to play your clip first, and then I got a quick story. Well, let's play this clip of Ken. We have some clips we're going to play over the next 3 weeks to commemorate.
Yeah, I'm not leaving the show until December 6th.
Yeah. So this was 1993, a TV interview that Ken did with someone named June Kane Miller.
I grew up in Long Island, New York. I was a CPA. I'm an accountant.
Really?
I did that for 7 years in New York City. Matter of fact, I worked in the Trade Center that blew up last week. But I just got bored with it. And ever since I was a kid, I enjoyed radio. I was fascinated with all the top 40 playlists and the DJs on the air and all the excitement of radio. And then I got into talk radio later. You know, I started to listen to Larry King and other people doing talk radio, Rush Limbaugh, people like that. Uh-huh. And I just decided one day, I was about 29 years old, and I said, I've got to give it a shot. So I went to broadcast school at night while working full time.
Oh, you did?
Yes. Yes, in New York. In radio, I moved to Pennsylvania first, a small little cow town, about 500 people and about 800 cows. It was kind of weird, you know? Everybody owned a couple of cows. You know, when you start in radio, you got to go wherever they give you the job. You got to start small. This was 1988, so yeah. I would say it was starting to climb. Originally, we didn't do talk radio per se. We actually played records, and then we came in and did a little talking with each other. We didn't take too many phone calls initially, but as talk radio was built, and eventually moved to a station where we actually were part of a huge tax revolt in New Jersey, where we got the people really involved politically. We did still play records, but we did talk. I just played music, basically talked, did the weather. From there, I moved to upstate New York, and then to New Jersey. And I was in New Jersey for about 2.5 years before we came out here. We want to entertain, first and foremost. We just want to have fun. We do sometimes discuss things very seriously. We fight and argue, but essentially that's entertainment too, because some people love to hear people fight.
I feel like I'm at my own funeral. Yeah, just to be clear, that was the 1993 assault on the World Trade Center in New York, not the big one on 9/11. That's what I was referring to there.
Right. That's right.
Remember that clip was from the bombing that did hurt. I think a couple of people were killed in the original 1993 World Trade Center bombing, but I didn't want to make light of it there because you heard me say it in passing.
Yeah.
But obviously they came back, right? 8 years later.
Yeah. Same crowd.
The same crowd, right.
So that was June Kane Miller. What was that? Was that a cable?
You were out. You were on a vacation trip with your wife or something. And I don't know. I decided, because it's our first year on KFI, we needed the publicity. So it was some sort of cable show.
KDOC.
KDOC. Oh, that's in Orange County, Channel 56.
There you go.
All right. There you go. That is a really forgotten nugget there.
It is. I remember we played it at the anniversary show a few years back. I think we did.
So a few weeks ago, we got approached by a production company that's doing a something on the Menendez brothers. Because they're still up on an appeal or something. Garagos involved? I forget.
Yeah, because they think that now that other people have said they were abused by the father, that maybe there's hope here.
Right. So they're doing a retrospective on that in terms of the impact on the culture at the time. And what would the coverage and impact be today? You know, because people are much more open to abuse excuses than they were 30 years ago.
Oh, I see. That's a good
point. So they wanted some clips of our coverage of that. And you remember I did a hunger strike.
Fry the Menendez.
We did a Fry the Menendez yard sale. We raised $4,000 for Gil Garcetti to prosecute the Menendez brothers.
Father of Eric.
Because they had botched the first trial. And they claimed Gil Garcetti was coming in, he didn't have enough money. And so some lawyer in Chicago sent him $50, and we saw that and decided, oh, let's have a full-blown yard sale. And KFI listeners brought all kinds of junk. And we went to Artesia, a gun club, and And so I had the money. We had the money, and we offered it to Gil, and Gil said no. And I went on a hunger strike for 51 hours.
Yeah, I remember that guy brought in that terrible green drink to try to give you nutrients. And you were writhing on the floor one time or something.
So Malibu, you got the clip? Oh, all right, go ahead, play the clip.
Garcetti all along has complained he didn't have enough money during the Menendez trial. So we organized a yard sale, sold a lot of junk, raised $4,000, hundreds of people came.
After Garcetti refused to take the money, John went on a hunger strike, which began 51 hours ago.
We also had a guy giving up his liver medication in Long Beach.
Did we get his number so we can check and see if he's still alive?
We put in a call to him. He isn't answering the phones.
He's not answering his phone?
He's not answering his phone.
What if he's lying on the floor reaching for the medication in a last-ditch effort to save himself?
It's gonna be
How's that going to look on the news?
It's going to be on Garcetti's head.
And yours.
I didn't tell him to do it.
You did a Gandhi and prompted him to get into this.
Wow. You know, though, it's kind of creepy hearing that. It really sounds like it's from the 1930s, the audio. It's so muffled. And
well, I had a box of tapes, well, lots of boxes of tapes, right, in the basement for that year, 93.
Cassettes?
And I found some cassettes, and I sent them over to the production company, and they're going to listen to a few. But I was looking over the titles of all the cassettes for that year, and there's some stuff like, wow, it's the same thing, isn't it? It's just all
exactly.
The same.
We just cycle.
And there's a few things unique to its time and some stuff that has been settled over the years, but a lot of it was like, oh, man, this is just, we've just been rerunning the same crap.
All right, sometime around 3:15, Gavin Newsom, Karen Bass, how excited are you? An update on the closure of the 10 freeway due to that fire early Saturday morning. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app. Hey, you've been listening to the John and Ken Show. You can always hear us live on KFI AM 640, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday, and of course, anytime, on demand, on the iHeartRadio app.
See new things. Try new things. Go back centuries while living in the moment. Forge new paths while discovering old ones. Pedal, paddle, and paint while trekking, tasting, and tailoring experiences that transform you into a better version of yourself. Immerse yourself in the world by activating your mind, your heart, and your body on a river cruise exclusively from Avalon Waterways. Save with limited time offers at avalonwaterways.com. Avalon is cruising. Elevated.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Awards Watch says Liam Neeson is at his best. Don't miss In the Land of Saints and Sinners. Having left his dark past behind, retired hitman Finbar Murphy, played by Neeson, leads a quiet life in a remote coastal Irish town. But when a menacing crew of terrorists arrive, Finbar is drawn into a vicious game of cat and mouse, forcing him to choose between exposing his secret identity or defending his friends and neighbors. In the Land of Saints and Sinners, from Samuel Goldwyn Films and Sony Pictures Home Entertainment. Watch it now on digital. Rated R.
Got menopause? We've got you. Hi, Jackie here, founder of ExoJackie. Feel supported throughout your menopause journey and beyond with our organic protein powders and symptom relief boosts. Formulated to keep bones and muscles strong, ExoJackie products help reduce bloating, hot flashes, and weight gain. Enjoy 20% off with promo code EXOPODCAST. Shop now at ExoJackie.com. Made for women by women.